everyone. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2015. This is a regular meeting of your Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Good morning. Let the record reflect Commissioner Stobroff, Saltzman, and Kim are present, and we have a quorum. Number one on the agenda, election of officers. This item has been continued. Number two on the agenda, commission comments.
Just a couple, sort of record keeping here. As we begin our meeting today, I would like to remind everybody that the time limit to speak on any item is 2 minutes. If you are speaking on an item other than general public comment, please keep your comments on the topic of the item. If you go off topic, I will ask you to get back on topic. If you do not, you will forfeit the remainder of your time on that item. Please be respectful of each speaker's comments and adhere to the 2 minute time limit. The commission does want to hear your comments. However, it is my responsibility to maintain order and ask that you respect each other and this commission. I request that there be no applause or yelling out during comments of speakers or during a meeting. If the meeting becomes disruptive, I will call a recess. And those who are disruptive will be escorted out of meeting so we can resume for those who are not being disruptive. My comment, as the world knows, we're at the 50th anniversary of the Watts riots. And America has come a long way in 50 years. And so is Los Angeles. But America has an awful long way to go. And so does Los Angeles. And that's why we're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I have two. Thank you. It's my pleasure and my privilege to speak at the Academy graduation last week. Something I enjoy very much. And as always, a great day and a great graduation. The numbers of recruits aren't what we want, and particularly in the African-American population. But I know the department's working quite hard on those issues, and I just encourage the department to continue to do that. Second, I was able to attend the training going on throughout the department in Hollywood, which I enjoyed very much, and I want to thank the folks in West Grove, Chief Kamala, and Captain Zarconi, and R.F. Alakon, I think, is here, who did a good presentation as well. And I thank the department for allowing me to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Item number three, the report of the Chief of Police, Chief Ben.
Chief Pasinger.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the commission. On behalf of Chief Beck, I just provide a very brief overview of crime for the prior week year to date. Homicide, there's still a same reduction at a nearly 2% reduction. However, sexual assault, we're experiencing about a 5% increase, a nearly 16% increase in robbery, and also a 26% increase in aggravated assault for a total violent crime increase year to date of 20.2%. Burglary is up 9.8%, motor vehicle thefts up 17%, burglary theft from vehicles are up 15.2%, and personal thefts are up 4.7% for a total property crime increase of 10.7%, which yields a total Part 1 crime increase year-to-date this year compared to last of 12.5%. By Bureau, Central Bureau, Part 1 crime is up 17%, South Bureau is up 10.4%, Valley at 8.8%, and West Bureau at 15.4%. Even though those numbers we're struggling a bit, quite frankly, I'm very encouraged about the hard work and men and women of the LAPD and all the doers of our community focusing on various ways, means, and initiatives, the strategies that we're implementing to get our arms around efforts to reduce those problem crime numbers. As I mentioned before in presentations where I sat for the chief of police, I just like to remind the public that these aren't just numbers to us. These represent people. And the extent then to which we can really focus on these areas and reduce not only crime but fear of crime in our communities is our number one top priority. That concludes the report by Chief of Police.
Thank you, Chief.
We do have one public comment card for this item. We have Prentice Jenkins.
Prentice Jenkins, activist since 1991, publisher of City Life newsletter. Opportunity, anonymity, incentive in the absence of repercussions produces dangerous people. It also produces dangerous cops. Folks are always talking about the mentally ill on Skid Row. I'm always talking about the mentally ill in Blue. Nobody talks about those guys. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Jumping out of cars, grabbing black men, throwing them to the ground, shooting them in the back, and then calling them gang members. I'm here all the time. These brothers and sisters, they're gone. I keep coming to the meetings, because I'm not going to let you forget XL4. It's not going to happen. I don't know XL4, never met him. But I know his mother still, his voice cries from the grave. His mother cries for him. He was shot, killed in his neighborhood, minding his own business by the LAPD. They jumped out of the car, wrestled that man down, and stalked him. They were stalking XL4. They messed with XL4 the day before they killed him. No one could tell me why those cops jumped out of the car and jumped on XL4. But I'm keep coming back here every week, letting you know those cops need to be prosecuted. They're murdering cops. They murdered XL4. They messed it. And if you don't do something about murdering cops, the community's about to. 1992 ought to tell you that. The city burned. Every riot in this country was started by cops. The 1965 Watts riot was started by a cop. Cops start every riot in this country. I witnessed two riots, one at 9 years old and one at 42 years old. The 68 riots. It's going to happen again, folks.
Next, I can read my statement again, but I will say that if people are going to talk from the audience, the place to talk is at the podium. That is the only place to speak. If you have a problem with that, you can go to a different
On item number 4, report of the executive director, Mr. T-Pain.
Good morning, Mr. President. Just an item for public information. There has been discussion relevant to the reappointment of our new police commissioner, Matt Johnson. Until he is confirmed, Commissioner Madison still sits as a police commissioner, even though she is on vacation and absent. Mr. Johnson is tentatively scheduled to go before the Public Safety Committee and City Council on September 1st. At that time, he will be assuming his confirmation is done by the City Council. He, at that time, will take the place of Commissioner Madison. Just as a form of information for the general public. That concludes my comments.
Thank you, sir. Next.
Okay. Before we go on to number 5, can you please let the record reflect Commissioner Figueroa Villa is not present?
Good morning.
Item number 5, the report of the Inspector General, Mr. Bustamante.
Thank you, Commissioners. I have nothing to report.
Thank you, sir.
We do have a comment card. We have Mr. Jenkins.
We stay on topic, sir.
I will, you will. Middle-aged neighbor took the allegations of aggressive police officer Steph Ferber, saying the same officers who were involved in the incident Monday night had come through the neighborhood the day before and harassed for the day before. He also alleged that wasn't the first time the police had targeted Ford. They targeted him. Ford and harassed him while he walked down the street. The day before, they were messing with it. And they came back the next day and made good on it. That's when they murdered him. Harassing him. They're like Henry Solis. Remember Henry Solis, that murdering bastard cop?
Mr. James, you need to stay on
topic. This is your warning to stay on topic.
Sir, this is a significant incident. Sir, you are taking up my time. This is a significant incident.
This is
not mine.
This is
what the city attorney tell you.
First of all, the city attorney doesn't have the right to speak. She's not a board member. All right, thank you. Now, don't interrupt me again. Put another 20 seconds on this clock, please.
I'm going to take the rest of the time off of the clock unless you stay on time.
And I'll tell you, I'll sue the board if you keep interrupting.
Go ahead and do it.
We have the right to speak. Stop interrupting us.
Shut up.
You have the opportunity.
You stop interrupting us. You're messing with my time. Put another 40 seconds on this clock.
Take the rest of the
time. You did that.
Go ahead.
You did that. You owe me 40 seconds.
Go ahead.
I'll say it again. I don't care that you don't like what I'm saying. They murdered a man. Crazy cops. Henry Solis murdered a man. These cops murdered Ezell Ford. Henry Solis went out and just shot a man. He brought Johnny Cash's song to life when Johnny Cash said, "I shot a man just to watch him die." Henry Solis did that, and these cops did that to Ezell Ford. They shot a man just to watch him die. You got 80% of your cops, 90% of your cops are good, but you got 10% that are batshit crazy. And they murdered Ezell Ford. Then they turned around and murdered Charlie Africa. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Next.
Item number 6, information items. These items are filed. Items relative to noise variances and special event permits submitted for the period ending August 7, 2015. We're now on item number 7, consent agenda items. These items are considered to be routine and non-controversial, upon which the board is provided with adequate information for approval without inquiry or discussion. Would a commissioner wish to pull an item as special, 7A through 7B?
I move approval of items 7A and 7B.
With thank you to the donors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now on item number 8, regular agenda items. Item 8A is a verbal presentation, and item 8B is a verbal presentation. We will begin with item 8A, verbal presentation and update from the commanding officer and community police advisory board representative regarding community-initiated problem solving, crime strategies, and other programs and goals within the southeast area.
Marcus, welcome back.
Good morning. From Southeast Area, Al Paso's Area Commanding Officer. I have with me Officer Dawson Hill. He's from my Community Relations Office, and our CPAP President, Teresa Martinez. Before they start with kind of an introduction of what they've accomplished and how they work jointly and the configuration at Southeast, I'd like you to know that the hand-in-hand relationship between CPAP and Officer Dawson Hill resulted in probably one of the largest national nights out that I had seen. We probably had well over 3,500 people there, ran out of community giveaways within 2 hours in given time, and had the mayor show up even in time to address the crowd later that evening. And it's my hat off to them, and I want them to receive recognition for that. With that, I will have Ms. Martinez start as far as the CPAP accomplishments and coordination and efforts. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Teresa Martinez. I've been a CPAP member for almost 17 years, president for almost 10 years. As a CPAP member, we take our meetings seriously. We make sure we invite people who are not members to see the meeting we have. We have guest speakers. We have community people who come around, who come into our meeting. My main thing, we have good speakers, so it makes us interested for members to keep on coming. I have members from the clergy that involved. A couple of them are here, the president and from the senior club. Also, we have...
Are they here today?
Yes, they're right here. Yes, they're right here. Also, from the Saki Volunteer, we're also members. Our main goal is to stay connected with the people and the business around our area. We have always make sure the business always are invited, you know, and then also when the they're there. We also have our two lead officers. We tell them anything about, we might see certain incident that in our area, we like to inform them. The CPAP member also, the senior lead officer also would inform us, you know, if in their area, their, you know, crime waves or, you know, things that they look into. And the members in that area will all ask them questions or let them know, you know, certain things are happening here and there. We also have, like, the clergy. We're the clergy. We also like, adopt a club, a block. We go out and work and see areas, maybe clean up trash, get the community involved with the clergy. And we try to clean up different areas or alleys in there and get the community involved. Also, we do a certain walk down Figueroa early in the morning with the clergy members, CPAP members, with the officers, and we give out information to the homeless, to the prostitute, or even the veterans, homeless veterans. We have one who's, one member is involved with the veterans. We're out there giving food for the people, like veterans, people who are homeless, or they were out there trying to give food to people, community members who need kind of help from us. And like I said, we try to partner, make sure we partner with the cops, with captain, the officers, and the communities, and our organization in our area. Like I said, we take our meeting serious, and we make sure we have our meeting interested and our good guest speakers. The latest one we had was an incident about how when there's a officer involved shootings, they come and tell the steps what they take, you know. And we was really interested in that. And then we have, they were talking about human trafficking, the identity fraud, how to protect your house, you know. And like I said, it just, we try to make sure the social media is involved. We have a person who's involved, like, putting us on Facebook so people can see exactly what are we doing. But that's, so far that's it, that, you know. And that, like I said, I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. And I'm there as long as they vote me in.
Is it growing?
We're growing.
And tell me about the people that are choosing to come in and do things positive versus...
Versus what?
So, members of the commission, my job, Officer Hill, as a volunteer coordinator, I work with several different groups. I work with the volunteers of Southeast. I work with our internship program where students are trying to graduate from college and they come and volunteer with LAPD. Some go on to great careers as police officers or other things in the community that they aspire to go to. I work with the clergy, which is the heart of Southeast. Also, we work with the senior club, which is a very important part of Southeast, and of course CPAP. And then all these groups, they come together. They come together as a group, as a synergy, along with our block clubs and our Spanish CPAP, our sister group, and also our neighborhood councils. We come together as a synergy to partner with the police department so that we can bridge that gap, so we can continue to be viable in the community, so that we can be sustainable. And when we partner with businesses, you have that triad. You have that triad, as you will, so that the businesses in the community realize how important it is to work with the community. For example, just working with McDonald's on Figueroa and Imperial.
They is, that the new, which is that the new one?
Oh, it's old. It's been around. But even working with McDonald's, they understand that they're in the community and their comments is made from the people in the community. So they'll partner with us, say, on a national night out. They'll want to help the cadets. They'll want to feed them because they're out there working with us. And so when we work together as a team, we take this seriously. Just like Teresa said, we've had Stephen Laurie from FID come out and talk about how police do real investigations so that people will know these investigations are not swept under the rug, that they're serious and we take them serious, and there's so many entities that are involved in doing these investigations. We've had Sergeant Gomez come out and talk about body cameras. We've had canine just recently come out. We've had Vice come out. They give genuine, good information to the community that they feel that LAPD is trustworthy and want to work with us. And we're constantly bridging that gap. And that's why everybody who's come here today knows that they can contact me, they can call me, they can text me, even on a day off. Because it's not fair to have to wait to answer one of their questions if they have something that they want to answer that's important to them. So this synergy is working. The CPAB members have helped start a martial art program where we have many kids who do not have fathers that come to our martial art program. We had a young lady come down from Orange County to witness some of our programs, cadets, and all those different things that we do, and she was amazed. She did not believe that LAPD does this for the community, and I would dare say that we are ahead of the curve and throughout the nation in terms of community and how we work with the community and how we truly care about the community. And so when we bring the clergy together and we bring the volunteers together and the senior club together and the internship together, literally we are part of the moral fabric that makes this community work and makes this the police department work hand in hand with businesses.
As you can see that he's very passionate and this passion goes down, and the members that are here in support, they're here on their own time to support our CPAP president and the program. But ultimately what he's talking about is this is, it's kind of like a woven thread. It's like a piece of fabric. Everybody is working together, the relationships, the clergy council, when they adopt certain things, and you see that his passion, his drive is what collectively is pushing all of these folks into a right direction and making us have a solid seat having community relations. Thank you.
Questions, anyone? Comments? I just have one request. I'd like to come down and tour with you, talk to your CPAP.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay.
You're
welcome. We do have two public comment cards. We have Monica Harmon and Mr. Prentice Jenkins.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to be here in support of my dear friends at Southeast. I've been working with them for years. They do incredible work. It would have been nice for all the media to come out to National Night Out with 3,500 people were there, partnering, having a great time.
There are no lies.
I saw people there.
No lies. We were there. We have Black Lives Matter.
So,
we just got my time.
If you want to speak, be like everybody else and fill out a card and come up and speak. If you don't fill out a card, don't speak. Okay, so you can leave. Go somewhere else. Just follow the rules.
No, we are here.
It's our house. It's your house.
We built
this.
You work
with
us.
This is unbelievable.
We paid taxes for you. Yourself.
All y'all work.
Not your house.
Yeah. For the police.
Oh my God. What's your problem, man?
It's called respect. You're more than welcome to come up here and have
a
drink.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they have.
Stop lying. There were 3,500 people.
There were 200 of them and 400 of us.
All I will say is one of our wonderful corporate sponsors, Frito-Lay, was there, and we gave way over 3,000 chips. We have five corporate sponsors. There is so many. There is so much black on black killings in this area.
This meeting is recessed.
He's out for! Justice for! Because another one was our
Justice for!
four, seven.